This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am reminding myself about the importance to embrace my life's process. And I tell you, this has not always been the case for me. This week I was talking a lot about areas that I might need to work on and strengthen, such as finding the courage to step outside of my comfort zone, stretching myself in those areas that are weak, and trying to learn to be peaceful during chaotic times. And I'm making progress because I know the time that I would look and say, "Woof, girl, you've got a lot of work ahead of you." And the negative self-talk would start as to why I wasn't further along than where I was. And I've learned to stop all of that. I've also released the desire to have to change everything all at one time. I now begin to live a little bit more by that common saying, progress, not perfection. And when I turn to the scriptures, I observe Peter's life and the process that his life took on. When, you know, we're really introduced to Peter, he didn't have enough faith to walk on water in the presence of Christ. Yet towards the end of his life in Acts 9, he has enough faith to bring Tabitha back to life. The words on my heart right now are, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, for those who have been called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Tomorrow, let's talk about a mother's love. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's strive to come full circle, but also recognize that there's value at each arc of our circle.